Tomas is a 31-year-old grad student at UNH. He studies political science. He's the father of a 3-year-old boy, and he has PTSD. He's asked us not to use his last name because he occasionally uses marijuana to cope with his symptoms. His therapist, a nurse practitioner, diagnosed him 6 years ago.
She said, almost right away when I was seeing her, she said something about it at first, and I kind of just brushed it off because I typically associated PTSD with, you know, military personnel and war veterans and, like, people that were in serious catastrophes, like, you know, one big traumatic event.
His symptoms developed over time from an abusive childhood. Once he was diagnosed, Tomas began using marijuana in addition to prescribed pharmaceuticals.
I guess it's kind of unpredictable in the effects it's going to have, but it helps more than it hurts.
18 states have legalized medical marijuana, but only 3 include PTSD as a qualifying condition. Here in New England, New Hampshire is the only state without a medical marijuana law, but none of our neighbors include PTSD in their laws. But their laws share many of the same qualifying conditions: glaucoma, cancer, AIDS, Hep C, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and so on. In March, the New Hampshire House passed a bill that included PTSD, but the Senate version, amended by the Health, Education, and Human Services Committee, does not. Governor Maggie Hassan has signaled to lawmakers that she would not sign a medical marijuana bill that includes a home grow provision or PTSD as a qualifying condition.
So at least this governor showed the courtesy to the legislature to explain ahead of time, this is what is acceptable to me, and if you want to have any sort of a bill, this is what you'll have to do.
Republican Senator John Reagan of Deerfield is a proponent of medical marijuana and the vice chairman of the committee that amended the bill and unanimously recommended its passage. He says he would have kept PTSD in the bill if the governor hadn't ruled it out, but he says he wants a bill that has the best chances of success. The governor's recommendation follows the advice of a number of organizations, including the New Hampshire Medical Society. Dr. Travis Harker is its president.
The mainstay of treatment for people with PTSD is psychotherapy, and we know that that works very well. Oftentimes, if people are using marijuana, it may inhibit them from engaging meaningfully in a therapeutic relationship.
Harker fears that patients may turn to the drug to ease short-term symptoms and neglect long-term treatment, though Harker says he's open to being proven wrong.
No one has really studied the effects of marijuana on treatment for PTSD. And without any evidence to the fact that it is helpful for that, we felt that it was the wrong move to make.
Even without a lot of authoritative research, there is overwhelming anecdotal evidence, and that has pushed some states forward. Oregon's state Senate passed a law this spring that would add PTSD to its list of qualifying conditions, and the House will soon vote. Some states, like New Mexico, have a system where medical providers can petition an advisory board to add or subtract qualifying conditions. It added PTSD in 2009, just 2 years after the law passed, and the board defeated an effort to remove PTSD this year.
We are very clearly an example of a population within which this condition is successfully being treated with medical cannabis.
Jessica Halai is the policy coordinator at the Drug Policy Alliance in New Mexico. It helped draft the medical marijuana bill there. She says patients with PTSD make up the largest segment of medical cannabis users in New Mexico.
Currently, there's a little over 3,800 patients that are active in the program under PTSD, and that makes up about 42% of the patient population.
New Hampshire has about 113,000 veterans living in the state, about a quarter of whom are enrolled in the VA. And with a drawdown set to begin in Afghanistan next year, that number is expected to grow. And with that, the number of people with PTSD here in New Hampshire is also expected to grow. The bill New Hampshire senators will vote on does include a provision for a petition system similar to New Mexico's that would make it easier to add things like PTSD to the approved list without further legislation. If senators approve it, the governor must still sign it. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.